Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so for news, feature reports, and music from our Caribbean region. But first, let's switch to our Caribbean News Desk to take a look at some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. Stay tuned. With the new coronavirus now declared a global emergency by the World Health Organization and the outbreak spreading outside China, the Caribbean community CARICOM has begun to take steps to ensure the impact is minimized in the region. Surveillance teams have been established and other preventive measures have been put in place. The Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, is urging countries in the Americas, including those in the Caribbean, to be prepared for early detection, isolation, and treatment for patients infected with the new coronavirus. PAHO Director Dr. Carissa Etienne said health services need to be prepared because they will most likely be where cases of the new coronavirus will be detected, as has been the case with previous epidemics. The Dominican-born PAHO official said the UN agency stands ready to help because detecting cases early can prevent the spread of the disease. The Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARPA, said in a press release this week that it had activated what it calls its incidence management team and was coordinating the regional health response to the outbreak in light of the increased number of confirmed cases of infections in China and internationally. CARPA Executive Director Dr. Joy St. John recommended that member states reinforce surveillance measures at points of entry, communication strategies which emphasize good hand hygiene, and measures targeted at reducing the importation of this new virus to Caribbean shores. And CARICOM countries are heeding her advice. According to its Ministry of Health, Barbados already has a number of protocols in place which have been developed out of its experience with the other potential public health threats, such as Ebola and SARS. Belize has activated its national surveillance team, and officials said its Ministry of Health will remain vigilant to the developments and update the public as new information becomes available. In Dominica, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and New Health Investment said it has been monitoring all alerts and other communications in relation to the new viral strain. The Ministry of Public Health in Guyana said the country's port health officials, immigration officers and customs officers have all been alerted and sensitized how to spot signs and symptoms of the virus. Meanwhile, St. Kitts and Nevis is also stepping up surveillance at ports of entry, as all arriving air travelers to the Federation must complete question number 17 of the Welcome to St. Kitts and Nevis Immigration and Customs form. The question requires a listing of all countries travelers may have visited in the past 6 months, and those arriving from the mainland China are being asked to provide travel history, history of exposure to virus, and contact information. Trinidad and Tobago has also activated emergency protocols to safeguard the population from the virus. Thermal screening equipment at the ports of entry read body temperature and alert operators when someone with an above average or feverish temperature has been screened. The Bahamas is also monitoring the situation in China, particularly as it relates to students who are studying in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak. Meantime, Jamaica's Minister of Health, Dr. Christopher Tufton, held a press conference this past Wednesday to advise the public on the virus. He said that the country was enhancing its surveillance and assessing those persons who have entered Jamaica from China and other affected countries. Here in Cuba, the National Director of Epidemiology at the Ministry of Public Health, Dr. Francisco Duran Garcia, said that the island has the proper surveillance mechanism to reduce the risk of infection with coronavirus. Speaking with the media here in Havana, the specialist confirmed that from the first reports of the disease, authorities activated protection mechanisms, strengthening protection at international airports, ports, and marinas. The health official noted that those facilities in the national territory are governed by international health regulations, of which the protocol for action developed during the Ebola epidemic in 2015 is an example. At all entry points to the country, qualified personnel is able to detect signs of alarm, and temperature scanners are also in operation. And you're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we are presenting our weekly edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show. Stay tuned. In another major Caribbean-related news story this week, a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Jamaica, Cuba, and the Cayman Islands this past Tuesday, startling people as far away as Miami in the United States and prompting official tsunami alerts for a large area of the Caribbean that were later withdrawn. The quake, initially reported as 7.3 magnitude before being upgraded, was centered 86 miles northwest of Montego Bay in Jamaica and 87 miles west-southwest of Niquero here in Cuba at a depth of 10 kilometers, 6.2 miles, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. A tsunami alert was issued for a wide swath of the Caribbean, including parts of Belize, Cuba, Honduras, Mexico, the Cayman Islands, and Jamaica. However, it was later canceled. Vibrations were reported in the Cuban capital, Havana, in Kingston, Jamaica, and Miami, some 708 kilometers from the epicenter. In the Cayman Islands, a warning to move away from coastal areas was issued by the government, but canceled a few hours later. In statements to Radio Havana Cuba, Vladimir Moreno Toirán, president of the Scientific Council of the National Center of Seismological Research, said Tuesday's quake was the largest recorded in Cuba since 1964. The tremor was perceptible in the provinces of Guantánamo, Santiago de Cuba, Holguín, Las Tunas, Camagüey, Cienfuegos, Havana, Pinar del Río, and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth. And also this week, the Caribbean community, CARICOM, extended sympathy to the government and people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines on the death of the country's former Governor General, Sir Frederick Ballantyne. Sir Frederick, who served as Governor General from 2002 to 2019, died last Thursday at the age of 83. CARICOM Secretary General Ambassador Irwin LaRocque, in a message of condolence to St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, said the dignified manner in which Sir Frederick carried out his responsibilities and his dedication to his task during his 17-year tenure as Governor General endeared him to his fellow citizens and all with whom he interacted. The Secretary General noted that Sir Frederick will be well remembered for his dedicated service to his country as an outstanding medical practitioner, and that he also demonstrated his commitment to the development of his country by his business investments, including in the tourism sector. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. Until next time.